You made me cry when you said goodbye. Is that a shame? My tears fell like rain.
That a shame. Well, I think that is appropriate to describe the weather outside here in Michigan. Man, it was cold this morning. But alas, we still have to go on with the business. This is Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber here on the Steve Gruber Show. You can find us at Steve Gruber Show on Facebook and Twitter. Also, www.stevegruber.com. Drop us a line there. Let us know how we're doing. But like I said, Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve, and we got Megan Barth coming back with us. She joined us previously, and she's the founder of proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. We were talking about the chief of staff vacancy that has come up, and you know, we started to talk about how the narrative is going to be formed. And Megan, as I said before we broke, 2020 election has already started, and we're already starting to see the left take all the opportunity they can to try and attack President Trump pretty much on anything and everything he does.
Yeah, there is nothing that he can do right, according to the mainstream media. And we witnessed about 90% of negative coverage of this president. When in fact, when you look at his accomplishments, we've got the lowest unemployment since the early 1960s across all demographics, African-Americans, Asian, Hispanic-Americans, women. And we have a GDP that supposedly he could only achieve if he had a magic wand, according to Barack Obama.
Right.
And, you know, nearing 4% and holding steady at the high threes, touching four every once in a while. We have manufacturing, a resurgence in manufacturing coming back, specifically to our Rust Belt states like Michigan and others, putting the men and women, hardworking men and women of this country back to work and getting them off of the dependency of government. We have a decrease in the amount of people on welfare and on entitlements. And this is terrifying to the Democrats because the Democrats want and need dependency and bigger government in order to increase their control and power over the individual. He's also renegotiated trade deals. We're looking at a new deal with Mexico and Canada, throwing out NAFTA, and it's interesting to hear a socialist like Elizabeth Warren say, well, it doesn't go far enough. Well, you weren't even talking about scrapping NAFTA and redoing a deal, so what are you talking about? What do you mean far enough?
Well, I mean, and these are things that the president talked about while he was campaigning. Everything that he's been achieving, and like you said, President Obama referred to the growth we're experiencing right now is something that could only be provided by the waving of a magic wand. We look over in France and some of the issues they're dealing with right there. We had a story earlier this morning where I noted that they were hoping to get 0.7% growth for the final quarter. That would bring them up to the annual percentage growth of 1.7%. And here we are over in the United States talking about something ridiculous as 3.5%, maybe even 4% growth. I mean, we're humming along while other countries are, it seems, stagnant.
Well, and that's what exactly a capitalist would do, and that's exactly what a free market will do, is make us hum along and increase the individual wealth instead of the power and control of the government. When you look at some of the leaders across the globe who side with the EU and side with the UN and institute these globalist socialist policies, you see the uprising of the people that are yearning to break free from the chains of government. And this whole carbon tax that Macron was to institute caused what we see now as these riots. These riots are spreading to other countries that have adopted these types of quote-unquote green energy policies, which are nothing but a massive redistribution of wealth. You know, robbing from Peter to basically pay Paul, but Paul doesn't even have to play in the game of the, you know, environmental protection, as they call it, the climate change initiative.
Well, yeah, and it's one of those things where, you know, it's just the narrative, and you're not going to be able to detract from the narrative except for results, and the president's been doing that. But one thing I wanted to ask you, Megan, while I had you, and This is something that's kind of been out in the, it's kind of a cultural thing. It's kind of a media thing, but I know you've been following this nonsense with Kevin Hart and now the Heisman Trophy winner, Kyler Murray, tweets resurfacing from 8-9 years ago for some of the things these people have said, and they're brought out at times when, they're about to accomplish something great, like winning the Heisman Trophy or hosting the Oscars. Is this the society we're in now? Whenever anybody is about to accomplish something great, we have to go search through everything and find something that maybe we can destroy them with just to make sure they're pure or something. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, exactly. You know, here we have a kid about to win the Heisman Trophy, and he tweeted something out when he was 14 or 15 years old, and then USA says, oh, we just found, no, you dug it up.
Right, it resurfaced.
Right, yeah, it resurfaced. No, you dug it up, or you sat on it in order to, sabotage this poor kid and hold him accountable for something that he did when he was 14 or 15. God forbid. Anybody ever held me accountable for if they could dig something up?
They certainly hope
social
not.
Social media. It's interesting that they won't go and dig up Bill Clinton's past. They don't want to talk about Bill Clinton's past. And Bill Clinton's past is much more dangerous, specifically to women, than they care to admit. And so it seems like they pick and choose their enemies, and it really doesn't matter what color their enemies are. And the lesson to be learned here is what Kevin Hart said. Don't do what Kevin Hart did, and that is never apologize. Never apologize to the left, because once you apologize, that gives them more control to further ruin you or try to ruin you.
Yeah, it's all part of the game that we play. I mean, it's essentially a game now in our media. This is kind of a gotcha game. And it doesn't look like there's any end in sight. I guess we just got to keep speaking truth to power on that. But Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com, always a pleasure to have you on the show, Megan. Thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. Jeff Wiggins filling in for Steve Gruber on The Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back after this.
Hey ladies, wives, moms, girlfriends, aunts, daughters, or any combination of. Do you have that guy who never tells you what they want for Christmas? Not Just Guns has a perfect gift for that hard-to-buy-for guy. Not Just Guns on Cedar and 127 in Mason is the one-stop holiday shop for the shooter or hunter in your life. We can help you find the perfect gift, or simple in-and-out gift card purchases make checking that guy off your list fast, and he'll be happy. At Not Just Guns in Mason, everyone gets treated with kindness and respect, not just during the holiday when Santa's watching. It's an all-year thing for us. We're always on Santa's nice list, and you will be too when you buy gifts from Not Just Guns. Not Just Guns will spend the time to get you exactly what he wants, fast, easy, and with the best service and prices around. Don't get caught on the naughty list shopping somewhere else for all the shooters and hunters in your life. Hey, Santa shops at Not Just Guns, and you should too. At Cedar and 127 in Mason. Merry Christmas from Not Just Guns.
Ho, ho, ho.